The venerable Cordova Times is one of six weeklies published by Chilista's Anchorage-based Alaska Newspapers Incorporated. On July 22nd, Chilista's board decided that increased costs and dwindling revenues warranted an ANI closure and put the individual newspapers up for sale. And that's just the kind of deal to attract Jennifer Gibbons.
Well, initially, I was concerned mostly with making sure that the town retained ownership of its local paper. I didn't want to see it completely disappear, and I didn't want to see it go anywhere else. And then I realized, well, heck, I'm unemployed. And I thought, well, what would I like to do? And I said, well, gee, I'd really like to try to continue the paper.
Gibbons has been working as editor of the century-old newspaper for about a year. Reached while she was putting the August 8th edition of the paper to bed, Gibbons said she made the decision quickly.
Chilista was interested in helping communities continue the paper, and they're really trying to help employees. They worked with me to make this possible. I'm not a venture capitalist. There isn't, you know, $1 million or some huge, you know, legacy or trust fund behind this. And moving forward, it's going to be very dependent upon the community's support. But I've been receiving expressions of support, and I think it's there. So we're just going to plunge in and make it happen.
Gibbons would not disclose the price she is paying for the paper. Tom Leonard, Chilista's communications manager, confirmed the corporation's assistance in the agreement, but said the price was confidential. He said the sale would be effective later this month. Gibbons, for her part, says she's on her own as the Cordova Times owner and sole employee.
Me and my dog. My dog is my key partner in this. My first priority is I have not had a vacation in 8 years. So I'm going to take 2 weeks off, and then I'm going to be working to assess how to move the paper forward. And I think the model is going to have to change. It's obviously going to have to be much more online-based, with print possibly being part of that, and really closely integrated with social media.
August seems to be a red-letter month for the Cordova Times.
Ironically, I was down at the Cordova Museum the other day going through some of their originals of the Cordova Times, and it's just so ironic that this transition is coming about because the first original that the museum has is the August 8th issue of the paper, and that's the paper I'm working on right now. So this seems a odd coincidence.
Gibbons says Cordova is a community that has always come out of its challenges as something new and better. Gibbons says there's enough interest in the newspaper to attract support, and beyond that, she'll be leveraging the new technology to support the paper. These days, she says, consumers shop anywhere in the world online, and that leads to potential advertisers from anywhere in the world. I'm Ellen Lockyer.